Proclamation number 8099 of 11th of February, 1962. Write vessels for the light, for the truth, and it will be given to you according to your desire. Anyone who desires the truth will receive it, but the indifferent person will never receive it or be able to recognize it, for I respect the human being's will. And therefore I always want to be approached for truth so that you will prove to me that you also desire me, who is the eternal truth. And therefore the bond with me must first be established of your own free will, for I will never fill a vessel which does not open itself in order to receive my gift. You are not yet able to properly evaluate the gift of grace from above. You are not yet aware of what it means to be addressed by the Father Himself, to be given knowledge by the Father which gives you an ever bright light in the spiritual darkness which is spread across the earth. But I do not radiate this light arbitrarily. I look for the right vessels for it into which I can pour myself and which then also radiate this light again according to its purpose to where it is needed. But a certain prerequisite must always be present, which on the one hand consists of the desire for the pure truth and on the other hand of shaping oneself into a receptacle for my flow of spirit. Through a life of love the human being must have prepared himself to become a vessel into which I myself can now pour. And this requires the human being's free will, which is why the human being himself decides whether he will be chosen by me to become a useful instrument through which I can convey the truth to earth. And I recognize human hearts, I know about their formation, I know about the will of the individual, and I also know in which way the human being benefits from a gift of grace of supreme value. I know who has the serious will to serve me in my vineyard, and I truly also use it where I need it and where it is in the right place according to its ability in order to successfully work for the salvation of fellow human beings' souls. And the human beings in a degree of maturity will always also determine the task I now assign to him in my vineyard. And his activity will not be carried out arbitrarily but I myself will assign it to him because I know him. Because I know about his innermost attitude, about his love for me and his neighbor. And because, accordingly, it can only ever be the task he now fulfills as my faithful servant on earth. And thus I tell you that not many people are filled with the desire for truth. Although my address is often desired and expected, a person is rarely concerned about being filled by me with my spirit. About being introduced to the truth by me. And therefore the pure truth can also rarely only be conveyed to earth, for the serious desire for it is the first condition to receive it. But in view of the spiritual darkness the supply of truth, of a light which breaks through the darkness, is so necessary that I truly bless the person who requests a light from me. And that this person also truly does not direct his request to me in vain. You all don't value the pure truth highly enough, you go there indifferently and it affects you little whether you are instructed in the truth or not. And therefore you also don't desire the truth, and thus it cannot reach you either. And therefore every person demanding truth will enjoy my special protection. For only through him is it possible to convey truth to people, even if this does not happen in a direct way. But the desire for truth must also be present if the directly conveyed truth is to be accepted by fellow human beings. Yet the vessels are few who prepare themselves to receive the pure truth from God. There are only a few people who ask me for the supply of truth. And I will know how to protect them from all challenges of the world, I will know how to protect them from my adversary who will always harass the bearers of light in order to extinguish the light which shines from them. The darkness is almost impenetrable and therefore humanity is in greatest distress, for only the light illuminates the right path which people have to take in order to reach their aim. A bright ray of light is urgently needed to break through the darkness, and where there is only the possibility to kindle a light, there is also the prospect of people being saved from the end. Desire for truth is the first condition, and only a person who desires truth can be a suitable tool for me, which I can use for the blessing of all people. For this person is able to carry a light and illuminate the darkness because he possesses the light, because his desire for truth has kindled a light in himself, which is now also guarded by me from every cloudiness, which now sends out its bright ray and illuminates the path for people who are of good will. And these my bearers of light will always enjoy my protection, for I need them in the last days, because people have to experience the truth, for they can only become blissfully happy through the truth. Amen.